shopping, and I'm like, no.
Okay, you can't do that. Yeah.
I'm trying to make sure. I couldn't hear you that time, so I was kind of like,
I need to get my microphone. And he's like, I can't follow Ellen.
She's like, I was trying to follow you.
Well, that one is, yeah.
Focus, focus.
I don't know,
not number.
Well, I finished Diego's dad. I, for some reason, followed her. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Set it to 10:10.
You'll get it. Right when you
just change
it,
this
you'll
one.
Get it.
No, the other one says.
Oh, it's not.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Nope. That's McDonald's.
Eat more chicken.
1, 2, 1, 2, check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
I'm here. Can you hear me? I feel very... Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not quiet.
Hi. Hello. 2, 3. Hello, 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 hello. Check, check, check. I'm wondering where I need to put this. Hello, hello.
Why did they call that a penalty?
If I put it, this is not going to be a good place to put this, right?
When Jordan Love got injured, why did they throw a penalty for
it was head to head.
Yeah, but Jordan Love dropped his head.
Yeah, maybe. Oh. Can you help me? Sorry.
Yes, it was like, it was down right when he, like, was getting.
Thank you. Perfect. Is that going to mess? No, that's fine. Yeah.
Does it make you feel better?
Thank you.
Yes! Okay.
How was that first, the kickoff? It was hilarious. He was, like, body surfing on top of the pile. They gave him a penalty for that, right? Was that a Bear player? I forget. Or was that a Packer player? I don't remember either. Okay. Well, how about, since my mic's working, we check mics. Mine's good.
Hi. Hello. I need to talk louder. I'm also losing my voice, so. Loud and be confident, Kaylee. It's going to be okay.
That's right.
Belt it out, girl. Belt it out.
Okay, you got Amber's good.
Yeah, I'm.
I think
okay.
You
I'm
can probably
turn me down a little
right
bit.
Here.
All right.
I'm just going to have a voice crack in the middle of the song.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, then it doesn't take up spots here. Yeah. All right, while Kenny's moving that, I'm going to go ahead.
It's on naming.
All right, while Kenny moves that, we're going to go ahead and just pray for our time. Except that Jaden's playing with that, so we'll wait. Okay, you teach him. That's true. Right. So we need to make sure we're hitting the right notes. Either you're staying with them or we're going on the same notes together. So the times I drop down are second chorus. And then I'm doing unison on O Come, O Come the first time. And then then I'm doing harmony. And then I'm doing harmony toward the end. Okay.
Okay, so my thing was
yes.
I went up on
Open Your Heart.
Because I didn't know where.
Yeah, it might be easier to do that because it's a hard note to find. So, yeah, if you want to do that, that's fine.
So
Yeah. David, is there a pen or a pencil that I could use? Thank you. Yeah. No.
How long does this take?
Just keep having your turn, even if it's there.
Lefty Lucy, righty tighty, lefty Lucy.
Ooh,
oh,
like
there it is. Fumble on the play, fumble on the play. Can you turn it so that it's not, that will bother me.
Like flip it.
Turn it upside, there we go, so that the words are, there we go. Thank you. It's not funny. You know what? The best grandpa playing quarterback I've seen. All right. Now we're going to pray. We ready?
Okay.
Lord, we just want to bathe this whole time, this practice time and the whole program in prayer because it's about you, it's for you, to you. And we just ask that we would be listening to you. And we just pray for all the moving parts and communication between everyone participating. Lord, would you draw our hearts closer to you this morning and just remind us of what a great gift you are to us. And so we just we want you to be part of this, not us doing this on our own for whatever reason. And we just thank you for those involved, everyone having a different part. We thank you for the body of Christ that you have so beautifully designed. And we just give this whole morning to you. In Jesus' holy name, amen. All right, we'll go from the top.
It wasn't silver, wasn't gold. The greatest treasure to behold was a child cradled in the hay. Wasn't riches, but it was the greatest offering of love. A father who gave his son away from throne to lowly manger, the hope of the world, born to us, the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Open your heart, come receive the one who is the gift only God can give. And then you will die with us, heaven's word. He came, a sinner may be saved. Just one holy infant's cry can break the silence of our night. With the dawn of redeeming grace, from throne to lowly manger, the hope of the world. Oh, come.
was trying to sing your direction. My voice is also coming out. But you know what? In the moment, you've got, like, she was ready to sing with you. Like, so, yeah. And they'll do that if you need it. So don't worry about it.
Hello?
I can. Not really.
Hello?
Do you need it up?
You could probably turn me down maybe a little bit and maybe
Hello?
Turn them up.
Can
Hello?
You hear us?
Hello?
Can you hear the guitar okay? Okay. And probably,
Hello?
Probably me.
I'm right here. Can anybody hear me? I don't think I'm in that. I can't hear it in the monitor.
Yeah.
I can hear you a little bit here, but
I can hear that.
Hello?
Oh, that's loud. Very loud.
So to adjust them in that monitor, you'll have to.
Speak into yours.
Hello?
Okay. Jaden, what are you doing?
There we go. Check, check, check. I think mine probably needs to be up in the monitor as well.
Hi,
what,
Beth.
Honey? No, just leave them. Hello, hello. Check, check, check. Yeah, I can't hear. No. 1, 2, 1, 2. Check, check, check. It was on, I thought, but maybe. Check, check. Am I out in the mains, I guess? We just don't hear. You're good. I'm just talking. Till we hear it. Just talking. Just keep talking. Hello, 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 hello. I can tell that you were more with me that time, but there were still a few. 1, 2. Oh, okay. Well, now you'll be able to hear me, hopefully. All right. Can we go from the top again? Yeah. All right. We have time to do it. Anything else we need to? It's just voices and. Can you grab that for me real quick? What else? Thank you.
Ellen.
That was my fault. I think I came in wrong. No, I was the same thing the other night where it was, it's like a beat. There's like two ways to go in, and I either go early or I go late. Oh, look at that. Who did the bows? Can you have it on the floor? Flat, lay face up, and then when the kids come in, we'll work on how we do that. Yeah. Careful. Yeah. Right. When they come, we'll figure it out. Okay, so here we go. Ready?
Was in silver, was in gold, the greatest treasure to behold was a child.
Could you put it up a little bit more? I can't really hear. Can you hear? Hello, hello, hello. 1, 2, 1, 2. I also don't want to like pop this. You know what I mean? Like I feel like I'm. Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2. Can you hear me? All right. Maybe a little bit more, especially for Natalie, because she's trying to follow me.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
And I liked, Jaden, you coming in on, I forget, did you come in on the chorus? Okay, yeah, that's a good one. All right, here we go.
Was in silver, was in gold, the greatest treasure to behold. Was a child cradled in the hay. Was in riches, but it was the greatest offering of love. A father who gave his son away from throne to a lowly manger. The hope of the world. Emmanuel. Just one holy infant's cry can break the silence of our night. With the dawn of redeeming grace, from throne to lowly manger, the hope of the world born to us, a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
Christmas Day.
Well, Luke warned you that this is an interactive program. So we are going to have a moment of time where you will be able to request Christmas Carol. Now, the idea behind this was just a more communal type of singing, but also God knew that somehow we missed two Sundays in the last however many weeks, right? So we haven't had a chance to sing a lot of Christmas carols. So this is your chance to pick your favorite. And I will say these ladies have the right to reserve, they reserve the right to say, we don't know that one, or you can come lead it, okay? So they may ask you, so don't pick some obscure one unless you want to come lead it. we would like everyone to stand, and you can go to your hymnals in pages. The range for the Christmas carols is between 189 and 215. So the words will not be up on the screen. You'll need your hymnals. And we are going to enjoy this time. The floor is yours. So we'd like you to just give the request, give the number. They'll repeat it on the microphone so everyone can hear it. And if you could just say which two verses, right? Instead of doing all four, maybe pick your favorite two verses and say what those are, whether it's verse 1 and 3 or whatever it is. And then they will give you a warning when we have one last song available to request. Does that make sense? Are we good? We're good with this idea? Okay, let's enjoy.
Does anyone have a first request? So 215, verse 1 and 3, for what child is this? Lead us with this one? Okay, we'll have Angie help us with this one.
Thank you.
shepherd, he's the
cannot do 202. Sorry.
Sorry, it's in a special book and I didn't prepare it.
184.
Do you know 184?
What verse is for 184? Okay, verses 1 and 3 for 184. Heard 212 first. So we're going to go to 212. What verses? 1 and 2. Okay, verses 1 and 2 for 212. Do 193, verses 1 and 2.
John 4, 9 through 12. This is how God showed us his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
John 3, 16 through 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
John 1:14. The world became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now we'll be doing some test, like questions for, like, how is Jesus the greatest gift? Kathy, how is Jesus the greatest gift to you?
He is everything to me. He died on the cross for my sins so that I can go be with him in heaven.
Lydia, how is Jesus the greatest gift to you?
Well, you know Lydia, she will not speak short, really. I have a story for you that happened 61 years ago when I was 10. Can you imagine a city, the plaza and the big cathedral, and then the mountains, going up in the mountain. That was our one-room house. Only one room. We didn't have water, we didn't have electricity, nothing. In that time, I'm talking about in Argentina, for those who don't know me. In that time, my dad works for the... He was a policeman, the only job he can find. And in that time, the government didn't pay the salary. So it passed 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, no pay. So it was a very hard time for us. So the Christmas Eve, the 24th, Argentinians celebrate Christmas midnight at 12, when it start coming the 25. So my dad and my mom got up early in the morning, and they told us, my sister and me, my sister was 12 years old, and I'm going to go to see if I have some money. They pay me my salary. So he went, and we stay alone, and we went and get the water. And getting the water, it was like walking like 11 blocks. It was far away. So, but we were ready with my sister. And we set the table outside the, that one room house. Didn't have a door because it was too big. My dad loves big doors and couldn't have a door, so my mom put a blanket there. So we grabbed the table and put it outside, and my mom, she had this pretty white tablecloth, and she embroidered it for her wedding. So we put that one on the table and waiting for my mom and my dad to come. So Christmas for me, it was not like Christmas for you today, like waiting for Santa Claus. I never knew Santa Claus, nothing. But I knew Jesus. So we wait, and it started getting dark. And we have, we didn't have candle. We have, my mom made this Coca-Cola bottle and put, I don't know, wick and for the fire. So we had that one, and we put in the middle of the table there and wait, and the hour passed. In that time, no telephone, no clock, nothing. We didn't know what time was. The only thing I knew is we have a lot of donkeys around the house, lots of donkey. You don't see that anymore. But the donkey, they always resbuznar. Yeah, that word. And so my mom used to say, that is our clock, because when the donkey make noise, it was noon or midnight. So we wait for my mom and dad. And we start getting worried because, you know, we're children. 10 years old is not like the 10 years old now. 10 years old was like 5 years old then, very little, and we were afraid. So my sister grabbed a knife, and she said, let's hide under the table because we were afraid. Well, it was passing the hours, and nothing happened, no mom and dad. I think it was very close to midnight when we heard this noise, and there was my dad and my mom. And my dad brought us a chicken. We never ate chicken. We only, if we could eat, was only maybe wheat and something else my mom make. So chicken, it was something special for us. We were so happy, and I also remember my dad bought this estrellita, sparkling. So my dad said, hurry up, let's go and eat, because midnight is coming. And the only way to know the midnight is when the donkey make noise. So we were waiting. My dad, he bought this, we call pan de Navidad, Christmas bread, put it on the table, and we were waiting for the donkey to make noise. And then, because we were in the mountains, and you can see the cathedral there, also the cathedral ring all the bells, when they start ringing the bell, all this donkey around our house start singing all together. It was such a big noise, I can hear them. And my dad told me, the donkey is saying Jesus was born. Jesus is born. So for me, that's the best gift and ever Christmas I have. I didn't have any present, nothing, but I can enjoy that time with my family, with the little we have, and with that chicken. I always remember the chicken. It was so awesome, because for us, Jesus is the best present.
So, Susie, how is Jesus the greatest gift to you?
Okay. One of the most valuable things or precious things in my life are my friends. Friends within the family, friends outside of the family. And when I was thinking about this, I read my command from John, Jesus' words. My command is to love others as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. So one of the greatest gifts of Jesus to me is Jesus' friendship. Of course, the greatest gift is salvation and knowing that I will be with him forever. But his friendship is very important because you know how we say BFF, best friends forever. Well, Jesus is our best friend forever and my best friend. I know I'll be with him forever. Not only that, he is my best friend now because unlike close friends, sometimes we have disagreements or disappointments or hurts or we disappoint them. But Jesus is with me 24/7 and he loves me in spite of my shortcomings.
Thank you.
Hi, Alice. How is Jesus the best gift to you?
Unlike the others, I wrote mine down so I don't ramble. I have a tendency to do that. As many of you know, I have a younger brother who is physically and mentally challenged. Robert has been a real blessing to my family, but also the greatest challenge of my faith. Robert had chickenpox at about 13 to 14 months of age. The chickenpox went internal on my brother and damaged his brain, his speech center being just one of the problems that resulted from his illness. All through my childhood, I prayed fervently for the Lord to heal my brother. I prayed to hear him speak and to be able to have conversation with him. I prayed he would be able to walk and go to school and church with me. I became very discouraged that God didn't answer my prayers. I struggled with my faith because of unanswered prayer. Then I met and married Ken. And his strong faith and encouragement brought me back to God's family. Ken's mother was also a strong woman of faith and was a wonderful role model for me. As I have matured in my faith, I know now that my prayers have not only been heard, but will be answered when my brother goes to heaven. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional. I look forward to the day I meet my brother in heaven and I can actually talk to my brother and have conversation with him and have him talk back to me in response. I know hearing my brother's voice and seeing him completely healed is going to be a gift from Jesus, a gift that only he can give. As much as I look forward to seeing the healing of my brother, I look forward to the gift of eternal life that Jesus' death on the cross provides for my brother and for me. Thank you.
Miss Jenny, how is Jesus the greatest gift to you?
I think everything has been said. He is our eternal life. He is our salvation. And that's what he has given to me. But I just wanted to say that he is the gift that keeps giving. He is there for you whenever you need it. If you need forgiveness, if you need help controlling anger, if you have a loss, like I did when I lost Wes and my sister and another 2 or 3 months after that, it's a hard time. And he's there with all the comforting that will really help you get through things like that. So I am so thankful for everything. I am thankful for having Jesus. I cannot imagine life without that love and that help that he bestows on us. It's there for you if your faith is in Jesus Christ.
Christmas is when we come home from Indiana, from my dad's side of the family, and we just come to our house and my mom will bake a cake for Jesus and we'll open our presents and we'll look in our stockings, and it's just a lot of fun because that's the happier part, because I love celebrating with my part of the family that actually loves Jesus, because that's what Christmas is about.
You got to hang up the Christmas tree?
Celebrating it with family.
That Jesus came.
Hot chocolate.
Jesus?
Presents.
My favorite thing is the curly stuff.
What curly stuff?
The girl stuff where you do style.
Present.
Cookies and cake and ice cream.
Going out and playing in the snow and seeing family.
My favorite part about Christmas is giving presents to my family members.
Over the skies of Bethlehem appeared a star, while angels sang to lowly shepherds. Three wise men seeking truth traveled from afar.
While they are figuring out the technical difficulties, the video was only half over, so we'll see. We might have to watch the first half again, but it was cute enough that maybe you're okay with that. I do want to take the opportunity to, while they're getting that figured out, to thank all of the youth that helped me put this program together, and also to Amy Cross for playing the piano, and also David put this video together. So hopefully we can get it working now. And thank you all for your interaction today. There will be more coming, so we'll pray that it works.
Giving presents to my family members.
Because he died for our sins.
Jesus is
the greatest gift, because he saved us from our sin.
Because he died for us, and that's important, because we would have just
died our first sin, and he died so we could live a longer life and we could be with him in heaven even when we made our mistakes during our little dude life on earth.
Because he saved our lives?
Because he saved us from our sins. He died on the cross for us.
Because he came to the world to save us.
Because he created us.
Just because he was born on Christmas Day.
Christmas.
Because he, he's simple and he's great at it.
He loves presents.
Because he died on the cross.
Because he... God sent his only son down so he could save us, and him doing that is the greatest gift anyone of love anyone could give.
Jesus is the greatest gift because he saved everybody and is continuing to save you, and okay.
Can you hear me all right? We good? Okay. All right. Well, thank you to all that participated, and thank you for sharing those testimonies. When we started putting this program together, our desire was to have it not only be interactive, but also a way that we could experience together and rejoice together in who Jesus is, not just a baby in a manger that we celebrate every year. But who is he today? Why does it matter that he came? And so I want to share as our time of just responding from a book by Ann Voskamp. You may recognize that author's name. She wrote a book called 1,000 Gifts. Highly recommend it. Ann Voskamp writes an Advent devotional called The Greatest Gift. And incidentally, after we started putting this program together, I came across this. So I want to read a selection from in here as we respond today in our hearts to think about how Jesus is that greatest gift and what's our response then. So she writes, "Christmas cannot be bought. Christmas cannot be created. Christmas cannot be made by hand, lit up, set out, dreamed up. Christmas can only be found." And I would add, received. "In the cradling trough, in the mire and in the stench, and in the unexpected, and only in the dawning of Christ. Our God, who cradles whole galaxies in the palm of his hand, whom highest heavens cannot contain, he folds himself into our skin, and he uncurls his newborn fingers in the cradle of a barn feeding trough, and we are saved from ourselves. We are saved from our loneliness because God is love, and he can't stand to leave us by ourselves, to ourselves. This is the message of Christmas. The message of Christmas is not that we can make peace or that we can make love, make light, make gifts, or make this world save itself. The message of Christmas is that this world's a mess and we can never save ourselves from ourselves, and we need a Messiah. For unto us a child is born." And we've listened to some testimonies today of how Jesus is the greatest gift. It's not just at Christmas time. It's that because he came to save us from our sin, from our brokenness, we needed a Savior. We need a Messiah, and we can't save ourselves. He came to save us. So this morning, as we reflect on that, we are all different ages here. We're all different stages maybe in our spiritual life of knowing Jesus, whether we've known him and walked with him and put our faith in him for a long time, or maybe we don't know where we stand with God. Maybe we feel far away, or we're like, who is this Jesus? We want to have a time of responding to Jesus. I believe the greatest question of your life will be, what do you do with Jesus, the Messiah? Is he your Lord? Is he your Savior that completely, your whole life is devoted to him? Or is he a tradition? Is he someone that we just sing about and talk about at Christmas once a year? Or maybe at Easter too? And so, I'm going to read another selection from this Advent devotional, talking then about our gifts, our response, and bringing our gifts to Jesus. Excuse me. So it says here, when you unwrap your worth in the gift of Christ, you release your grip on all the other gifts. You are loved and carried and secure. And what else do you need when you have him? You are free to lavishly give away your gifts when all your value, worth, joy, and riches are in the greatest of gifts. And so you were warned in the beginning, this is very interactive, okay? And I think sometimes it can be uncomfortable. So this is an invitation to you. I hope and pray that you will respond to it. But it could be uncomfortable, but if we all do it, maybe it'll be less uncomfortable. But we want to give you a chance to physically bring your gifts to Jesus. Now, what are we going to give to Jesus? We can't see him. He's not here right now. He's coming again someday, hopefully soon, right? But I want to give you a moment first to think about what that would be in response to Jesus who gave you his whole life. What then could you give? Could you give your money? Could you give your time? Could you give up a pattern of sin or addiction? Give it to him. Could you give whatever the Spirit lays on your heart that you're supposed to lay down this Christmas and give to him? And then we're going to physically bring it up here to the manger. So our kids have colored a bunch of these gifts, and also we had some help from some adult colorers that like to color, and they've left the tag blank, and I'm going to have my youth pass these out with, we have pencils here, and we're going to play a song on the sound system called Offering. So it's I bring an offering of worship to my King. And so I want you to think about what could you write in here. This is all symbolic, obviously, but it's in your heart. What would you write here that God would move you to bring to him this Christmas? Maybe it's an unanswered prayer. Maybe it's a friend that you love dearly. And then when you're ready, if you feel led to do it, obviously we can't make anybody do this, but this is an opportunity for you to do this. The idea is then to physically bring it up here and lay it. The idea is he's the greatest gift, surrounded by all these gifts, and we have no worth beyond what he gives us, right? If that makes sense. So, can I have some of my youth help pass these out?
Over the skies of Bethlehem appeared a star, while angels sang to lowly shepherds. Three wise men traveled from afar, hoping to find the child from heaven.
Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you
Well, how about I pray for us? Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the greatest gift of all. Thank you that you came without fanfare, without glory, and you came in the humblest of settings, and you entered into our pain and our sin and our shame. And you came to deliver us from it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, for sending your Son. I thank you for each of the gifts that were brought up this morning. Lord, you know each heart. You know each mind. I pray that those would be received, and that you would work mightily in each person's life here, especially in those that don't know you yet. Lord Jesus, would you draw their heart to you somehow, some way, through your word, through the work of your Spirit that only you can do. Lord, we thank you that you are such a good and loving God, that you would not leave this world to destruction, but you would come and make a way for us to have peace with you. I pray that as we are in the week of Christmas, that when we look around at all the different gifts, that you would shine brighter than any other thing, and that we would go to you. We would seek you first. Lord, I thank you for the joy in participating in that time together, of just laying those gifts at your feet. Lord, I know it was symbolic, but I pray that the joy of releasing, the joy of giving back to you, the joy of coming with our simple offering would go beyond this program and into our whole week and into our Christmases. We thank you and praise you that you are our Savior. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. We have one last song to share with you called The Gift.
wasn't riches, but it was greatest offering of love. A father who gave his son away from a throne to a lonely manger, the hope of the world.
Part of planning this.